you again for coming on Sunday afternoon. So I've not only just worked on classical and opera, I've worked on some more contemporary things as well. And the next couple of pieces are going to, it's really interesting. I've learned a lot of this stuff in the last year because I don't really knew anything about music, but there's a transition between opera and what we call show tunes today, or Broadway tunes. You know, people always ask the question, what's the difference between like an opera and a musical? Well, there was this transition period called operettas, or I'm not even sure the name of the time, but there's a series of things called operettas, and I learned this piece from that. So the first couple of songs of this are going to be the classical opera from Mozart's Magic Flute. It's a piece by the sorcerer Zarastro. And then the next piece is a piece by an operetta called The Desert Song, by the operetta The Desert Song. And it's really going to be interesting. If you listen to it, you'll hear kind of elements of opera in it, and then kind of elements of show tunes. And then the next piece will be a 70s, written in the 70s, musical. And the three hopefully show kind of the steps to the to what we call musicals now. So the next piece is from the Desert Song, and just to give you a little context of the story. I lost my notes. A little context of the story. There is a the actor Pierre, the character Pierre, is wooing the character Margaret into his arms and into his secret desert. So a piece where his character is the Red Shadow. She doesn't know that, and she's lamenting that the Red Shadow doesn't come and sweep her off the feet. So here he is, the Red Shadow, exposing himself and then sweeping her off her feet.
My desert is waiting, dear, come there with me. Painting a picture for two.
So that kind of sounded operatic, but to continue our journey into musicals now, so the next two pieces are from Sweeney Todd, the barber. I'd be surprised if anybody hadn't heard of it. So the first piece is the scene where Sweeney Todd has the evil judge in his chair, and he's wooing the evil judge to relax, and he's building tension because he's about to get the kill, get this revenge that he's been waiting for. So he's trying to veil his excitement while he sings to the evil judge. The piece after that is by a different character, Anthony, and he's singing about the judge's the girl that he's trying to woo. And so he's singing about Joanna and his love, who is being held captive by the judge.
Hey. pretty women, yes, pretty women, here's to pretty women, pretty women, pretty women, pretty women.
He's almost our age, oddly enough. And so this is the main scene where the character Leo Frank has been falsely accused of a horrible crime of raping and murdering a 13-year-old girl who worked for him in his factory. And there is a kind of a media frenzy, and a lot of powerful people are making this lynch mob mentality to convict this guy, though he didn't do it. And this scene is his plea to the court and to the jury and those of the town who are lusting for his blood.
It's hard to speak my heart.
Girl, you think I've heard a child yet?
Pieces. So, like I said, I've worked on things other than classical and opera and musicals. So the last few songs are just some various more contemporary later pieces that I've worked on. And the first one I would like to dedicate to my loving girlfriend. Thank you. Again, I really appreciate everyone coming out and listening to me singing. This has been a lot of work to put all this together. And Rebecca and anyone who's done music knows that it's a lot of work to put a lot of material together and to try to memorize it, but it's really, really hard. So, thank you. I would like to introduce my accompanist and vocal instructor, Joseph. Joseph Charles. We actually met over a game of poker. And
true story.
And he took my money.
I'm pretty good.
He's pretty good. And we were having a drink at another time across the street at our little local hangout, Stichino, and we happened to be talking about music, and I mentioned that I was interested in learning how to sing. I always wanted to learn how to sing, and he said, well, interestingly enough, I'm a singing instructor. And so for the last 18 weeks,
months.
18 months, that sounds more impressive. For 18 months, nearly every once a week, every week, we have met and gone, and he's helped me really learn everything that you see today. He's helped me accomplish. So I appreciate him a great deal. And I will say that he's very honest, and he's very direct, and he's very pragmatic, and he's very honest. and he has a very, very, very good ear. He does not let me slide on anything, and later he'll tell me what I missed today. But he's got an excellent ear, and it's really fantastic. He makes me learn things exactly right, and I appreciate that a great deal. He went to school, a little bit about him, he went to school at Berkeley, got a degree in jazz at Berkeley, which is very impressive, and he plays around town. Several nights a week, he plays the piano.
I'm playing tonight.
Playing tonight at the Palm. Rebecca and I are going to go eat dinner there because they have amazing, amazing chicken parmesan you just would die for. It's literally about this big. and we've worked very hard, and oftentimes we meet at the Manny's, and oftentimes it's just the two of us up in a small room up in Manny's. Learning a song together.
Two of us being somewhere, spending someone's hard-earned pay. Two of us on day driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home.
Sing a Christmas carol or a Christmas song. It finished with a Christmas song. I think everyone has heard this probably.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Bad banana with a greasy black.
Art stink, stank, stunk.
All right. That was a good. That was a good. All right, so here's the Christmas. Afterwards, there's a place across the street, St. Andrew's. So we're gonna go have some drinks. So hopefully you guys can join us and come have some drinks and libations. So thank you, thank you, thank you all for coming. And thank you very much.
Should
we take a picture of us? Yeah, of course.
How about
Jay, you want to sit down?
Oh,
no, I would leave that up there.
All right.
Is it in the
way?
Yep.
Sounds like a good sign. All right.
Where should we go?
We're all cool here. Is this still going?